Welcome back to another exciting episode of Action Feature Podcast. Today we're having a fabulous year. It's 2026. We're getting the first one kicked off. I have a fabulous film called Whispers. I've writer-director Miroslav Petkov here. Welcome, all the way from Bulgaria. Look at that, our first interview of the new year, and we're from Bulgaria. Fantastic.
Yeah, thank you for having me, mate.
So let's welcome, how hard is it to make a film in Bulgaria? I mean, it's not a place I normally get films from or read films about, so help me out a bit.
Oh, well, here in Bulgaria, it's actually not that easy, even for a low-budget indie movie, because it's very hard to find the people. The cinema here in Bulgaria, most people are only into comedies and drama. There aren't any many genre movies, and it's very hard to find people that are up to do a horror movie to get blood and stuff like that. It's kind of hard. Yeah, it's a challenge.
So you made a horror movie. Obviously, this is a horror movie. I want people to know that. You can't show this in Bulgaria, so there's no cinema to show it in then?
Yeah, no, it's that like I had a premiere, a private premiere. I mean, I financed the premiere to show it in Sofia, in the capital of Bulgaria. But yeah, I mean, mostly the Bulgarian movies are mostly comedies and dramas. Yes, I mean, it is what it is, unfortunately.
So let's start with the easy question. Why make a horror movie then?
Oh, because I love horror movies. I watch horror movies for more than a decade, almost 2 decades now. I started watching the Friday the 13th movies when I was little, and they were awesome. I mean, they were like 12 movies, and it was very interesting, the story and the concept. And then there were Halloween, the Elm Street movies, and that's when I become a horror movie fan. And I decided to make a horror movie because I started doing short horror movies, and I decided that it's time to do a future horror movie.
Interesting. So I'm going to ask more questions. I don't know. Is camera equipment easy to get in Bulgaria?
I bought myself a Blackmagic pocket cinema camera, which is the most friendly budget cinema camera out here. And the plus side is that I have my own equipment. I mean, I don't borrow equipment and stuff like that. I have most of the equipment, and that's a big plus for me. So mostly I look for someone to film the movie when I'm in front of the camera, because when I'm not in front of the camera, it's easy for me to film it. I am the DOP. So basically it's more like finding the actors, you know, the actors in front of the camera to be. Yeah, that's the most challenging
part.
So
let's start there. You have a lot of actors in this film. It's not just you, yourself, and a couple. Well, that's at least 5 to 6, if I'm counting right.
Yeah,
maybe more. Where did you find them?
Oh, well, the lead actress, Simona Rose, we met like 2 years ago, and she was also the main star in my first short movie. It's called Drums, and we got along very well, and we co-produced this movie together. Then we made some like a casting call for actors, and believe it or not, the actor who is playing Nick and the actress who is playing Gwen, they are both from Sofia, I mean, from the other end of Bulgaria. And yeah, I mean, it was very hard to find someone from our town, from our city. So yeah, basically it was really challenging.
Okay, I want to go to some locations. You spent a lot of time at, I think, an abandoned factory is my guess.
It's about in Munich, yes.
So where did you find that? How did you get it? I mean, easy
Yeah.
access, obviously abandoned.
Yeah, it's actually really abandoned. So basically this movie, Whispers, it has two short prequels. One of the movies is called The Whisper, and the other is The Whisper 2. 2 years ago in 2023, me and a friend decided to make a movie, and we contacted a girl that had studied directing in England, and she's here in Bulgaria. Her name is Thea, and we reached to her and we said, hey, do you want to, like, let's make a short horror movie? And she said that she knows about an abandoned building, and I was okay. And me and her, we wrote the script for The Whisper. And we went to see that building. It was really abandoned. There was nobody, and the access was very, very easy. So we made the movie. And the next year, the following year, I made The Whisper 2. I directed this movie. And it was still abandoned. And then originally Whispers was going to be the Whisper Tree. It was going to be another short movie, but I kept writing and writing and writing, and so it went over 40 pages long, and I decided to be my first full-length movie. So it was easy because we shot it last December, December 2024, and it was okay. But then we had to took a break up until April, and we resumed filming. But the downside that the building was now occupied by an airsoft team, and they kind of changed the whole building inside. So we had to work with the angles to be the same, you know, to for the viewer to not be said, hey, this looks different, and so on. So that was kind of a challenge. But thank God it was just a very few scenes, and it was no big drama. But the Exo team were very chill, and they get us filmed. They're no problem.
Okay, where is Ben G Gara Trails? It's right at the
What?
beginning of the movie. The guy is filming in front of a sign, says Ben Gara Trails. Where is
Oh, I mean
that?
the reporter.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, this scene is shot by Rudy, the actor Rudy Ledbetter. He shot it remotely, so actually it was his set, and it was the best one that he found for a background. So I'm not sure where that is. It's just a background from his end. Yeah.
Okay, two other things I want to go over. Is it an apartment you're shooting at or is it a house? I would say it's an apartment.
Oh yeah, it's actually an apartment because here in my town there are more apartments than houses. But yeah, the idea was to be some kind of a house for the viewer, but actually it's an apartment. It's a flat, yes. In the
And a
scenes.
library.
Oh yeah, the library was very interesting. Yeah, we have this big library here in the center of the town, and we asked for permission. They were very cool, very chill to film it, and yeah, we filmed in actual library. Yeah, it was very good.
Okay, every time I look at your film, you have missing person posters, even at the beginning and later on. How many missing poster per did you make?
Oh, maybe around 30. There were a lot of people. Yeah, I wanted to showcase how much people have disappeared in the last year and so on. So yeah, there were over 30 posters, and if you notice, there were like whispers every time. The whispers were from those missing people, from those missing posters. Yeah.
Okay, drone shooting. How was that? Is this your first time using a drone, or have you used it numerous times?
To be honest, this was actually the first time, yeah, and we used two different drone operators for the scenes. I mean, the one is with the car, you know, you see with the car, and with that we get out of the car, and there's a very short drone scene with Maggie and Gwen while they were talking in front of the building. And yeah, this was actually the first time that I hired drone operators, and yeah, it was a very good angle to this. To this thing, definitely for the car, because it was a nice transition instead of the camera, just to put the camera somewhere and to film it how the car is coming. It was very interesting because I was driving the car, and the drone was up above the car, and it was a very good shot. Yeah.
So in Bulgaria, I mean, do you order the camera from Amazon or do you or buy it in Bulgaria? Is there a place to buy
No,
stuff?
I bought it from from freelance people. There were like some people selling their old stuff and so on. So yeah, mostly from here in Bulgaria. I have bought a few times from eBay also, because it's kind of cheaper, you know, when it's second hand from other people, it's kind of more cheap.
Okay.
And it does the same work.
It does. That is true. Do you do
Yeah,
your
it
own
does the same.
post-production on the blood, on the CGI? Is that all you?
No, most of the edit, I mean the scenes, the transition, the audio, yes, I do it. For the CGI, the effects on the faces, you know, the possession scenes. No, it was a person did it, a person from India, I think. I mean, I paid to him, and I think he did a very good job with these CGI effects. Yeah. Even with the moment when my character shoots with the shotgun and also with the gun, it's also CGI effect. And yeah, I think he did an amazing job. But everything else pretty much is on me. Yeah.
So when
So
you're
basically, in my productions, I'm the writer. You know, I begin, I write the script, I direct, and I'm also editing. So yeah, I'm basically from the very beginning to the very end. Yeah.
That's what indie filmmaking is. I hate to tell you. You're everything. You have
Yeah,
no
it is.
choice. You're also the caterer, just so you know. If you forgot catering, you got to cater to. Okay,
Yeah,
there's.
I'm also the production manager unit, you name it. Yeah, I'm
You're
everything. Yeah.
everything. Now, there's two scenes
Yeah.
with a little bit of blood. Is one post blood and one, or is it all put in post?
Which scene are you
There's
referring
a
to
scene with
with
somebody lying down on the ground. It looks like there's blood behind them. I couldn't tell if it's a CGI effect or real blood.
No, it was real. This one was real.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yes, and if you're referring to the scene with Kane, with the hatchet, with the axe,
That's
that was
it.
CGI.
Yeah, that's what I
Yeah,
thought.
that
There
was
you had
CGI.
so. As a director, how is shooting for CGI effects then and real effects? Did that do you shoot those differently?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, when we shoot it without the CGI, I mean, we shoot the scene. I know what it has to be, so I shoot it and I talk with the guy that will do the effects. What my idea is originally, I prefer practical effects, to be honest. It's way better. But as I told you, not most actors. So when I mean they're up to be filmed and so on, and I'm like, okay, now you have to have blood on your face and something. They're like, what? No. Yeah, here in Bulgaria, people don't like blood on their face and so on. Yeah, unfortunately.
So hold on. As a director, you've told them, hey, this scene's involving blood. And you have
Yeah, I
blood
mean,
on your
yeah, it
face, and they
just.
say no? They're an
Yeah.
actor. They don't really get to say no.
No, I mean. Yeah, I mean, they're up for it when I talk about them, but yeah, I mean, the idea that they have to get body. I mean, since I told you that here in Bulgaria there aren't much action or thriller movies or horror movies, and yeah, I mean, actors don't. I guess they don't study that they have to be with blood and so on due to the genre. I mean, due to being only comedies and dramas, yeah.
So do the act, I mean, I understand you talk to your actors ahead of time. I'm just trying to understand in Bulgaria how this works. Do you explain to them it's a horror movie or they don't have concepts of horror
Yeah, I
movies?
mean, I even send him the skit, you know, and so on and so on. But you know, when I talk to them about details, because I told them, hey, look, if you add more blood here or more blood to your hands or here and everything, I think it would be better. And they're like, oh, I don't know. And I'm like, come on, let's make it better. You know, it will be better. It's more logical. And yeah, for example, there is this fan footage horror movie called Recorded. We recently shot a second part called Recorded 2. And I mean, it's a slasher type. There's a killer slasher. And in the slasher, he murders one girl with a knife. And he stabs her in the stomach. And she drops on the ground. And I'm telling her, okay, you know, it's the script. You dies, he stabs you in the stomach, and you end up dead. So we have to be her, and we have to put your blood here from your mouth. And she, oh, can we not do this? And I mean, no, we have to do it. I mean, it's blood from your mouth. You died dead. And yeah, this is like, yeah, what? Yeah,
So,
it's
I
kind of weird.
understand you live in Bulgaria. Is there a
Yeah.
plan to move out of Bulgaria to get a little bit more actors and things will do what you want them to do?
Yeah, maybe in Western Europe or in the UK because it's closer. Yeah, I mean, people aren't that conservative. I think it will be more easy to work with. Yeah.
Well, it just feels like you're having difficulties with actors not understanding what they need to do
Yeah,
at.
kind of setbacks. Yeah, you can call them setbacks.
Okay.
Yeah. You can say that. Overall, I'm very happy with the end process and so on and so on. But it would be easier if, people, I mean, mostly the actors were more okay with, being in those type of movies. Even the GOP, the director of photography that I work with for 1 year and a half now, because I brought him last year to one of my short movies, and it was a thriller movie called Paranoia. And then I brought him for another short thriller movie, and then for this future long movie. And the guy was, I mean, he's behind the camera, and one time he told me, "Miro, can you please do something else where people aren't murdered, because it's weird for me to shoot it." And I mean, even behind the scenes, people are strange, about this subject.
So, how was adding sound effects? You're constantly adding sound to your film. I do notice that. You hear it.
I added a few effects where I decided they were needed. I mean, for the effects, but I sent the movie to my composer, Scott McLaughlin, and he did an amazing job. I worked with him for the fourth or fifth time, and he always do an amazing job, and I trusted him, and he yet did an amazing job with the music.
Okay. Who made the book? You have a book that's been made that you flip through. Who made that book?
This book is the same one from the first movie, The Whisper, and this book belonged to the director, Tia. And we just reused it. I mean, with the book, we decided to wrote some things that they will make logic and so on. And I just reused this book for this movie. But it's basically, from my understanding, it was her book that she ordered, that she bought it somewhere from the UK when she was studying. So basically,
Okay,
this is the story of this particular book.
you have a scene with subtitles where a woman only speaks, I presume it's Russian. I don't know. I don't speak the
No,
language.
it's
Does she?
Bulgarian. We
Oh,
speak
there isn't
Bulgarian.
like, I'm sorry, I didn't know there was a Bulgarian language. So
This Bulgarian, we speak on Bulgarian.
does she not speak English?
What?
Does she speak English or no?
We both speak English. I mean, the story is that me and her character are from Bulgaria. We are Bulgarians, and
Okay.
that we have moved to the USA. And those things, because since me and her are Bulgarian, the characters are Bulgarian, that's why we decided to have Bulgarian scenes.
Perfect, no problem. Music. Who did the music?
It was this guy, composer Scott. His name is Scott. He did an amazing job as always. I mean, if you hear the end credit scenes music, he added the whispers to
Yep.
it, and it was magnificent. And also, if you notice it during the segments, I mean the name Nick, Kane, Alex, you can hear that he did an audio whispering the name. If you notice it was whispering the name during this credit, the segment, and it was awesome. He did an amazing job.
Okay, beer in the film, what kind of beer was it?
What, you
The beer, you guys drink beer, what kind of beer is it?
know? No, we don't drink beer. We drink rakia.
What is that?
Rakia? Rakia, it's a Bulgarian thing. It's the Bulgarian alcohol that we Bulgarians drink. It's a national Bulgarian thing for many, many years, and it's a tradition. People drink it mostly during the winter times and so on. So it's a homemade rakia.
Okay, can I have your favorite film, please?
My favorite films. Oh, there are way, way too many. If we're strictly speaking about horror, it is either the original Halloween movie or the original Scream movie.
Perfect. Can I have one
Those are the
Bulgarian
best.
dish that everybody outside of Bulgaria should try?
Oh yes, the best Bulgarian dish is called moussaka. It's kind of hard to explain it what is in it. It's kind of a meat with potatoes. It's very interesting. It's called moussaka.
Last thing, where can people find all your films?
Oh well, they can find my all short movies all on my YouTube channel called Enigma Movie Productions.
Great.
Regarding Whispers, I think it will have a distributor very soon in the States, and I think people can buy it physically soon in the States.
Awesome. Thank you for your time and
Yeah.
have a great day.
Okay, thank you, mate. Bye bye.